How beautiful you are, forgiving, for living. How beautiful you are, for being, for seeing. I sing this song from my heart. How beautiful you are. Well, hello, beautifuls, and welcome to the Psychic Therapist Show, where we explore everyday life and answer your questions using both psychology and spirit. And on today's show, we'll be talking about working with your energy mind so that you feel more and more empowered more of the time. And I'll be sharing some very practical and valuable tools and resources to do that. Why would I want to do that, you might ask? Well, you've probably heard that energy is everything, and how we work with the energy of our mind and at what level can it really help you to manifest things so much more quickly and create seeming miracles in your life so that you get your heart's desire. I'll also be taking email questions and calls throughout the show, and you can call in anytime toll-free at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And I'm Evie Kane, a lifelong psychic and clinical psychotherapist. And if you want to know more about me or my work, feel free to contact me at eviekane.com. That's eviekane.com. So let's get this party started. You know, it's a TGIF, Friday afternoon, and let's have our own little happy hour here and serve up some really feel-good elixir for your mind, body, and spirit. It'll help to set the mood for the show and get our energies in sync. So before we start with that, just kind of wanted you to notice how you're feeling right now. You know, it's even if it's no matter what day of the week, wherever it is that you're listening, what's been going on in your thoughts this last week? You know, what kind of thought mice run through your mind? Is there things about the job and career and relationship and the kids and financial concerns and so on and so on? Just kind of notice that. Just notice how your body feels sitting in that chair, okay? And now we're going to see if we can shift that a little bit. I'm going to invite you to just take a short journey with me for about 5 or 6 minutes. This is one of the first tools. I'm calling it True Colors. It's remembering who you really are. It's a brief visualization. So wherever you are seated, just get nice and comfortable and close your eyes. And allow yourself to take a couple of nice deep breaths. Inhale deeply. Exhale. And another one. And let your breathing be a signal to your body to really, really relax. Just tell yourself that. With every breath I take in and out, I get more and more deeply relaxed. And just take a couple of more breaths. Good. Now as you go back to your regular breathing, just allow yourself to relax into this moment as we take a quick journey, an inner journey of truth and power. And I want you to imagine that just above your head is a small ball of light. It's beautiful, like a little sun. Just the perfect temperature, warm, radiant light. And imagine that you can pull it right down now into your forehead and let that light shine and penetrate every part of your body from your head to your feet. And just allow yourself to bask in that for a couple of moments. And from this place, imagine yourself sitting on a bench in a beautiful, beautiful, quiet clearing in the middle of a forest. It's just a gorgeous day. The sun is creating dappled light through the pines onto the forest floor. And there's no people around, it's just you, listening to the birds, noticing the beautiful puffy clouds in the sky, noticing all the beautiful plants and flowers. You feel so completely safe and peaceful here. And just allow yourself to enjoy the surroundings here, all the sight, sound, smell sensations of Mother Nature, part of the great Mother Earth who supports us all. And in this quiet and peaceful place, you'll receive an energetic clearing today that can help you remember the truth of who you are, your true magnificence, and your greatness. So for now, just breathe in and feel the warmth of the sun and that slight caress of the summer breeze upon your skin. And relax comfortably into this place, knowing that all is truly well. And as you sit there listening to the birds, just notice how happy they are and free. And allow all that song and all this abundance of beauty in nature to remind you how easy life should be. These things and beings of nature just follow their bliss. And these things of nature are in you as well. And as you sit comfortably, feel that golden white light again within you. Let it sparkle brightly, coming all the way from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. This light is really the energy of love and the energy of truth. And it is the true energy of Source. And allow yourself to feel that sparkling light energy filling every pore of your skin, permeating and filling every cell of your body, and feel how good it feels. And feel the lightness of your body, and feel your spirit lift up and fill you completely. And feel your mood shift. Just allow yourself to feel all this goodness in this moment. And you can allow my words to become your words right now if you wish. And you can say this in your mind as I say it out loud. I remember who I am. I remember that I am a great being. I am strong. I have a good heart. I am perfect just the way I am. I deserve all the good in life. I am everything good. I am a part of that which is so much bigger than me. The truth of who I am is love. I remember my gifts. I remember my dreams. I remember that I can be, do, or have anything. I am a part of that which is bigger than me. I am a co-creator with Source. And in this moment, I claim this truth. I claim my love for myself. I claim my love for all that is. And I remember the truth of who I am. I remember my true colors. And I allow this truth to infuse me with the power to share my gifts in this world, to share my love with others, to share my love with my beloved. I claim the love and abundance that is my divine birthright. I claim the confidence that is the real me. I claim all this truth. And now as you sit and relax with this new energy, just allow yourself to tap your knees gently, letting yourself know that with that tapping of your knees, you are anchoring in this feeling right into your body, mind, and spirit. And feel how powerful you feel now. And feel how peaceful you feel now. And remember this feeling, for this feeling is truth. This feeling is you, the real you. And now let's start to return our awareness to this time and space. This time and space reality, so we can go forth in our life with a renewed sense of optimism and wonder. And I'm going to count to five. And as I do, focus on coming back fully into your body and into the room right now. Five, starting to come back into the room, feeling the chair that's supporting you. Four, feeling really wonderful from head to toe. Three, ready to open your eyes in just a moment. Two, looking forward to being back in your life with this feeling and bringing it all back. One, open your eyes, take a nice deep breath, and smile. Good. So if everybody's back, I hope you enjoyed that little journey. And it's great to remember this feeling of truth and power and love. You can, anytime, when you feel stressed, or down, or worried about things, reach for this feeling. And if you can't access it, you can simply listen to this recording again, or one of the many other recordings that are out there. Anything that reminds you of who you truly are. Okay, and I'm going to talk more about that a little later. But let me take one of our email questions from Anne from Pennsylvania. And Anne wrote me and said, "Dear Evie, this morning my husband had to leave for a business trip and kiss me goodbye at about 4:30 a.m. And after he left, I had a terrible anxiety attack. I couldn't get back to sleep. And I wondered if I was remembering the time when my mother left me in a foster home after she and my father divorced. I was only 1 year old. Or I wondered if maybe I was remembering a past life. Is there a way to tell which one I was remembering? Or maybe both? Or maybe it's neither? And if it was a past life, is there a way to bring it back up, remember it, and clear it?" Well, Anne, these are amazing and wonderful questions, and I want to take a little time to address them all with you. And first of all, the most important thing, you know, that I hear, and that when you're in a place of terror like that, the most important thing is to try and do something to alleviate those terrifying feelings. And I'm going to encourage you to email me privately, and I will send you some additional resources. But for you and for all our listeners right now, one of the best ways, quickest ways that you can help shift the energy from being in a stuck trauma state, which terror clearly is to do one of the energy psychology techniques that's tapping. It's called EFT. There's a wonderful resource, EFTUniverse.com. That's EFTUniverse.com. It's a website where you can download a how-to book, and it's got the pictures of where the tapping points are. This is one of the biggest breakthroughs in recent psychology and energy psychology because, see, the body, the feelings reside in the body, and the body remembers everything, whether it's from past life or past life in this one. And it's, if you could imagine, what happens in that you're re-experiencing a lot of traumas here, both from this life and other ones, I will say that. But it's like we, in that moment, that energy is stuck and it can't flow. So why I'm saying this is such a breakthrough, it's just tapping what are some very specific meridian points as you say something, such as, even though I'm terrified about my husband leaving me seemingly in the middle of the night, I completely love and accept myself. And believe it or not, by going through a series of these tappings, and they're pretty well clearly outlined, and if you want, I have an audio on it as well that I'll be happy to send you. It would, if you're at it like a 10 terror level, very quickly you can get to 5 or 4. It's almost like you have to do that before you can do anything else. Now, I mentioned to you, Anne, that I believe it's both from, it's a memory from both, you're very conscious of the memory from this lifetime, and I pick up psychically that there are past lives, and also the fact that this happened when you were in the dream time, being awoken out of a sleep, would even lead me there even more, because that's the time when we have the greatest access to our unconscious and collective unconscious. Now, that having been said, I will tell you, I am not, being both a clinical psychotherapist and a psychic, and I have trainings and certifications in past life therapy, healing, and a lot of modalities, I got to tell you, I'm not a big fan of people trying to clear past lives on their own through listening to a visualization or something, especially when there's been trauma. The reason I say this is there's lots of well-meaning practitioners. I've had people like sit in a group setting where the well-meaning person led people in a past life therapy regression for a healing and so on. And it opened a door, and then they weren't completely and fully back. And so they were sort of like, without even realizing it, still in a trauma state after that. And, you know, a couple of weeks later, I might have got a phone call. And people are like running that life without even having the conscious awareness of it, and went from feeling scared to suicidal or depressed. And so I'm not saying this to scare anyone. I'm saying if you're just wondering about a past life experience, or, you know, some of those things are great. When something gets kicked off like this that was clearly from some traumatic place, I'd encourage you to really, you know, invest in yourself and see somebody for a couple of sessions to work specifically with this, because you want to make sure it's cleared. You know, and what I mean by cleared is it's cleared in the body, mind, and spirit. It's not just a feel-good after that session and an awareness of aha, but it's still there in the bones. So you can find lots of good people. I would really encourage you to, you know, a lot of people can say they're a certified past life therapist, and I know they've got a certification online or a weekend workshop or something, and for what you're dealing with, Anne, I'd recommend you get somebody that's got some more extensive training than that. Now, all of that having been said, we don't have to worry about any of that by using EFT. Because it's just a simple, gentle, sweet process that allows you to de-escalate whatever that feel-bad feeling is. And it's in such a sweet and gentle way that it doesn't make yourself feel bad for feeling bad, which is also really important. So once again, I encourage you, feel free to email me at psychictherapist.net, evie@psychictherapist.net, and I'll be happy to provide you with some more resources and materials. And thank you so much, Anne, for that amazing question. Okay, Anne, you are listening to the Psychic Therapist Show on Web Talk Radio. And my name is Evie Kane. And if you want to know more about me or my work, you can find me at EvieKane.com. That's EvieKane.com. And I wanted to let you know the lines are open and you can call in live toll-free throughout the show at 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. The Psychic Therapist Show is produced live the first and third Friday of every month at 1 o'clock California Pacific Standard Time. So we really welcome getting your live calls and input the first or third Friday. You can call at 1 o'clock to that number, 888-815-9756. I have another awesome question here from a listener. Gloria from Idaho sent in an email question, and she tells me that she's 42 years old, and her husband died 7 years ago. And she says, Evie's, you know, I waited about a year and a half before I started dating again and worked with a therapist and went through the grieving process and all of that. And as you can imagine, it was quite traumatic. He'd been my high school sweetheart. I loved him. We had a great marriage. And since that time, when I opened up to dating again, I've been in three different relationships, and I seem to be in a pattern of attracting what appear to be wonderful men who love me. And when we've gone out for a while, they talk about they want to get married and settle down. And, you know, I really relax into the relationship because I really love marriage and partnership. And round about the year mark, when it seems to me like we might want to be talking about going to the next level, they start getting wiggly about getting married. They assure me, they love our relationship the way it is, but then all this other stuff seems to come up with them about why do we need to wreck it by getting married, and it's a piece of paper, and blah, blah, blah. And part of me's angry because I guess I feel a little duped because they had a different agenda, it seemed, when we started dating. And then part of me is mad at me. What, you know, what am I doing wrong or not seeing here? Wow, this is another great question. Gloria, love that name, Gloria. There is nothing wrong with you. I want you to know that right now. There's nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. You are not needing to be fixed. So I just want you to take that in. You know, I could talk a lot from a psychology place, and we could, you know, look at your patterns and what are you putting out and da-da-da-da-da-da. And one thing I would say, though, is I question if, see, there's somewhere in there lodged, quote, the great love of my life left me, in that he died. Yes, you know, consciously we're not saying we're blaming him for leaving us. That might be a stage of grief, that anger. I'm not talking about that. But there's almost something, it seems, that's gotten rooted in on that deeper unconscious level of the great loves of my life leave me. And potentially, unconsciously, you might be recreating that. Psychically, Gloria, I also picked up that you have been this incredible partner in your marriage with your husband, to the point where you almost float as one unit, and that it's been tough for you to kind of get back in your own sense of self and power, and somehow that has come through in these other dating relationships with these men. And what I pick up is they love when you are just so all giving and loving and things are going along fine. And once you start to express your needs and your wants, they're maybe pulling back a little bit and changing the game plan or the agenda. So I am encouraging you, Gloria, to work more and more on seeing the value that you have as the beautiful woman that you are, and that you deserve so much more than that, okay? And if you email me at evie@psychictherapist.net, I will happily send you a couple of marvelous audios that will help you in doing that, okay? And, you know, if you hold on to this relationship with people who are hedging, you'll keep repeating that pattern. I think, you know, allowing yourself to get to that space that says, I deserve better, not in an angry way. It's like, I'm clear on what I want. You seem to have maybe changed your mind or can't seem to get clear. And I'm ready for marriage and partnership. And I'm as much as it breaks my heart, I'm going to need to move on in my life and step back and detach a little bit. That either allows that person to step out of your life so the right one comes in, or sometimes it has to be a little bit of the absence of all that that they then really feel like, what was I thinking? You know, so I just encourage you to give that some thought and take some action that way, and I wish you lots of blessings. And we're going to take a quick break right now for a public service announcement. Hey, this is Evie, and I really wanted to talk to the listeners today about something that's really near and dear to my heart. Some of you know that I have a couple of German Shepherds. One particularly is an amazing, amazing spirit. She's about a year and a half living longer than any oncologist said she would. And both of our dogs are rescue dogs, and I have been stunned lately when I've gone on to these two German Shepherd rescue organization sites that would typically have about 30 or 40 dogs up for adoption, and there's like a couple of hundred on each one. And it seems that with the economy and the foreclosures and on, so many people have had to give up their beautiful dogs. And the shelters are so overcrowded that some of these dogs are only getting 2 or 3 days before they're euthanized. So I'm encouraging you to have a look at Coastal German Shepherd Rescue. That's coastalgsr.org or sheprescue.org. Both of them are in Southern California, but, you know, these rescue organizations are amazing. These people are earth angels. And the stories of some of these dogs will just tug at your heartstrings. There's dogs on there that their elderly owner died and they stood over their body and guarded them for a week until somebody found them. They're just these awesome, awesome beings. So if you're in California, I recommend you go to one of their adoption events and take a look-see. And no matter where you are in the United States, take a look, and if you're drawn to contribute some money, do it. It costs them over $300 a month to, you know, kennel a dog and foster them and that sort of stuff. And they just do amazing, amazing work. So I just encourage you to have a look-see and, you know, save a German Shepherd, or even in your own local area, to pay attention to that, the plight of the animals. And thanks so much for listening to that. And we are back, and you are listening to the Psychic Therapist Show on Web Talk Radio. And my name is Evie Kane. And if you want to know more about me or my work, you can find me at eviekane.com. That's Evie Kane, eviekane.com. And this show is brought to you by Web Talk Radio. And the lines are open, and you can call in live toll-free throughout the show today at 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. I have another great question here from a listener, Carol from Cape Cod. And Carol writes, and by the way, Carol, I am from Massachusetts originally and very familiar with Cape Cod. Carol writes in her email that living in a wonderful vacation land like Cape Cod, they get inundated every summer, as one would imagine, with requests from family and friends wanting to come and stay. And She's really happy to, you know, accommodate that for the most part. But she's writing about her mother-in-law, who has this, as Carol describes it, really quirky habit of, when she comes, trying to redecorate their house. She says first it's a little subtle with bringing towels that she think would make the guest bath look nicer, and so on and so forth. And Carol reports many times of trying to, you know, kindly, you know, ask her mother-in-law not to do that, and her husband is supportive with her, but says, you know, she's older, and why make a big deal? And so, in other words, that she's like, I'm kind of at my wit's end with this, and I feel like the bad guy for wanting to take a stand here, but it just doesn't feel right on any level, and I'm wondering if you have some guidance about this. Well, Carol, I do. Let me talk to you, first of all, from the psychology perspective. See, your husband is still in the son-mom dynamic here, and he may support you, but you don't have to be in that dynamic. And I would encourage you to stand in your power in a loving way and, you know, say, Mom, you know, if you're going to come this year, I'm flat out asking you, you know, this is, I have my home decorated the way I want, even though it may be well-meaning. I'd appreciate if you don't do that, so on or so forth, okay? And psychically, I pick up that your mom is a woman who's always, your mother-in-law, maybe your mom too, that was an interesting slip, but your mother-in-law is a woman who has like that smiling face and kind demeanor, but she's really more like what we'd call the steel fist in the velvet glove, cutting to the chase. She's very used to getting her own way, and if she doesn't, she pouts like a kid, or, you know, so everybody has learned to tap dance around her. So I'm going to talk about another little mind-body energy tool here today, Carol, that might help you, which is when you're talking to her, especially on the phone, and you're setting limits or boundaries, like we would say from a psychological perspective, energetically, I'm going to encourage you to take what I call warrior stance. And this is for Carol and all the listeners when you're talking to somebody difficult. And by warrior stance, I'm not talking about, you know, some kung fu stance. I'm talking more about this. And you can try it right now in your chair. When you're seated, make sure that your spine is erect and that your feet are firmly planted on the floor. Okay, and you remember how we did in the opening meditation where you could feel that ball of light. You could just picture that it's like a rod of light going all the way down your spine, through your feet, down to the center of the earth. Okay, and that rod of light also goes up, up, up to the heavens. So just allow yourself to kind of feel that now. You know, everyone out there can do it. It's kind of fun. It's not like sit up straight like you're back in, you know, Sunday school class. But I guess on some level they were tuned in about sitting up straight. But that actually allows us to run that rod of divine light that anchors us to the earth. And then all the way up, so that you can feel like this great tree of life. And just notice from that stance, from that posture, how differently you feel. You actually can feel more empowered. Because we want to be able to set boundaries and limits with people, as difficult as they may be, from this kind of place of peace and power and love, regardless of how they react or respond. So I'd encourage you to practice that, Carol. You know, maybe before you talk to her on the phone about love to see you, leave the gifts at home, or however you choose to handle that. And I wish you all the best, and I hope it's a beautiful summer back east there. And thanks so much for the question, Carol. And, you know, these questions from these three wonderful listeners remind me of some things I want to talk about that benefit us all, about learning to love and trust ourselves more. And there's a mistake, I think, that's made in the law of attraction and how people talk about that. Like, yes, it's important to focus only on what we want and not on what we don't want. But I think sometimes people get the impression that it's not okay to talk about anything that they're going through that, quote, might be bad or create some bad feelings around it. And there's just a difference, I believe, where you need to acknowledge what you're feeling and what you're going through, but don't get stuck in it. And, you know, I've listened to people who are coaches or kind of say, no, you've got to, don't even talk about that. Why are you talking about that? You're just, you know, magnifying, blah, blah, blah. And then what happens is, on some unconscious level, you start feeling bad about feeling bad or shamed for it. And no matter what anybody says to us, our inner critic, you know, that inner critic we all have, that self-talk is 10 times worse. So that's another reason that I love EFT, because it acknowledges that even though I'm feeling this way, you know, the bad feeling, I still love myself. Because it's anything that we try and deny and just pour pretty pink paint over and say it doesn't exist and just focus on the positive, ironically, we're giving a lot of power to that thing that's at the negative polarity. It's really about balance. It's really about shifting your vibrational resonance so that if you're in a feel-bad place, to shift, try and shift it to a feel-good place before you handle it. And like we were able to do with that first tool of the visualization. Okay? So that's one aspect of it that I want to encourage you to do. It's dangerous to talk too much about, you know, what's going on and da-da-da, because it's real easy to go down the rabbit hole and think, you know, you're messed up and all that stuff, which you aren't. Okay? But it's more about shifting your energy, not denying, but shifting it and having some balance between the two. So that when the grip gets loosened energetically on that feel-bad state, you're then able to do more of the kind of focus because you're feeling a little better that can then lift your energy up, if that makes sense. The other thing I want to say about that inner critic is when we start thinking, what's wrong with me and people leave me, or am I a crummy decorator? What is wrong? Blah, blah, you know, whatever could come up from these things. I want you to realize that any time you're experiencing any sort of inner critic self-talk that's telling you you're stupid or you don't know any better or you're not good enough, pretty enough, intelligent enough, or whatever, that talk is actually coming from a place way long ago in your life. It's actually coming from your unconscious template, which was formed in all of us before the age of 10. We took things in like an open sieve. Things our parents said, things our peers said, things school people said. So I want you to have that comforting thought, if you can remind yourself of that. Oh, this feels really real, like it's in present time. But this is an old tape. And it doesn't matter how old. It doesn't matter if it's from a past life or past life in this one. Okay? What's most important is to realize that when you're in that state, if you don't have the presence of mind or time to do some EFT, that you can use, this is another tool that I call bridge statements, to turn it around and shift that energy to a different place. Something like that, when that critic is saying, this is why I like EFT, is you can say, even though I've made mistakes and I keep having that pattern, I'm learning new ways. Or, you know, the critic is blah, blah, blah. You can say to, see, if somebody's arguing with you, whether it's the critic in your head or somebody in your face, it really takes the wind out of their sails if you agree with them. And what I mean by that is saying, you know, you're right. I have been doing that. That'll really shut that inner critic up, because you follow it up with, I guess I'm doing the best I can for now, and I can do better, and I'm learning new ways of doing that. And follow it up with, you know, I'm not bad or broken because of this. I can change patterns. I can learn new ways. I love myself the way I am, or every day in every way, I'm getting better and better. So take that, Mr. or Ms. Critic. Okay, so those are just some tools. And, or you can, you know, email me, and I'll be happy today. There's to send any listener who emails me this. I have a ton of audios, but there's one that I would love to send you that is a meditation. It's a little longer than the opening one we did. It's about 15 minutes in. If you listen to it in the morning, it will set your tone for the day in ways that are unbelievable, you know, and it, so you're already coming from a really great vibrational resonance and a feel-good spot as you walk out the door. It sort of like kind of keeps you going for the day. So just feel free to email me at evie@psychictherapist.net, and I'll be happy to send you that. You know, it's just so important to increase your self-love and confidence and to learn to love and appreciate yourself as much as you do others, to do the kindness for yourself that you do for others. It really is your time to choose to love you. You know, the more that you love yourself, the more comfortable you are at taking risks and sharing your beautiful gifts with the world. You know, God knows the world needs it right now. It needs really powerful, bright, loving, beautiful people. It's all about choosing our thoughts and what we focus on in our thoughts and those feelings and just the choice. What I mean by that, if I hang out with that inner critic voice for too long and feel bad, that's one choice. We know where that goes. You probably go back into bed and pull the covers over your head. Or if you do a little EFT to loosen that grip a little and follow it up with the truth of who I am and hang out in the feel-good place. Accepting myself for everything that I am. Not making yourself bad for having, quote, bad feelings. You acknowledge it. And, you know, it's not the truth of who you are. It's sort of a temporary thing that you're going through. I call it treated as a storm front that's moving through. Let that thing just move through and blow out of here. It's not a place you live. You know, it's even an uncomfortable zip code to visit. You know, and we're human and we all have those days, okay? And so it's great to plug in, shut that part out for a while, go within and listen to something that gets you in touch with your true colors and who you really are. And so as we bring this show to a close, I just wanted to focus on the inspiration point of the week, which kind of goes with what we've been talking about, is to ask yourself when you're going through something and your thoughts and your feelings that aren't exactly going the way you want. This question can help. What state of being, in other words, the way I'm being right now, what's going on, what state of being is creating these thoughts and feelings that I'm experiencing right now? And regardless of what's going on out there, you know, in my external world, which I know the law of attraction says I'm creating and all that, I can choose a different experience. And somebody sent me the most amazing thing this week I want to share with you, which is a beautiful reminder of that. Some of you may be familiar with the prayer of St. Francis, which is, you know, God, make me an instrument of your peace. Well, this one is a conscious creator's version of that prayer, and I wanted to share it with you. So we start with saying, what state of being is creating these thoughts and feelings that I am experiencing right now? And here's the prayer. If I am experiencing hatred, that's okay. Maybe I am willing to consider that I could experience love. If I'm experiencing resentment right now, that's okay. May I be willing to consider that I could experience forgiveness. If I'm experiencing doubt, that's okay too. Maybe I be willing to consider that I could experience trust. If I'm experiencing despair right now, may I be willing to consider that I could experience hope. If I'm experiencing darkness and confusion, that's okay. May I be willing to consider that I am guided by the light within. If I am experiencing sadness, that is okay. May I be willing to consider that I could experience joy. Creator of all there is, may I remember that I am the experiencer, free to experience any state of being. May I understand that my state of being is not who I am. It's just what I'm experiencing right now. May I love and accept myself as I move through each and every state of being. For it is in giving ourselves acceptance that we become open to receive. It is in accepting our state of being that we experience more opportunities to love. And it is by accepting our state of being that we are able to let it go, choose something new, and are born again as the conscious creators that we are meant to be. And so it is. How awesome is that? Why not email me for copy? Print it out and read it every day as a reminder, you know? Put it on the refrigerator door or on your desk, you know. Look at that instead of the pile of bills. It's a reminder to be aware and accept your state of being and the magnificence of who you truly are and love yourself. You know, it also brings up what you're not doing because you might not be willing to consider that you could be wonderful at it because you're truly magnificent, that you are so much more powerful and great than we pay attention to on a daily basis. And I say, go with that. Pay more attention to that part of you that's the truth of who you are, your true colors, than that false inner critic. And I guarantee if you do that, you'll have more fun and more TGIF days every day of the week. This is Evie Kane, the psychotherapist, and you can reach me at psychictherapist.net. And for the listeners today, just send me an email about those audios I talked about or whatever that, you know, any of your questions. Feel free to email me any everyday life challenge you may be experiencing at evie@psychictherapist.net. So any of those tools that I mentioned today, I am happy to send those to you. And in fact, I encourage you to go to psychictherapist.net, my website, and get the free 10-minute energy boost download that's on there. It's really awesome. It's a polarity balance, and you know, and it, you'd also get on my mailing list, and I can let you know about upcoming classes and all of that. So I hope you have a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining us today. Our next live show will be taping on Friday, June 3rd at 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. And you can call in live as a guest caller. Love having those at 888-815-9756. So we'll see you then for another fun TGIF happy hour experience. And until then, remember to let your love and your light brightly shine.